Greetings, everyone. I am using my United Studio Technologies Twin 87 microphone in its modern mode, and am here with absolutely no processing. Until now. I've just implemented the latest version of my Optolab Core plugin and selected its stream mode. On the surface, there isn't really a change because the defaults are the same as they've been for a couple of versions now. But I want to show you what happens as I slowly bring the adapt slider all the way to 100%, which I have done as of now. Until today, the slider didn't really do much. It actually made things more relaxed and more boring. But I was getting a lot of requests to actually have things go the opposite direction instead. So I brought some of the technology from the full Optolab Producer plugin, which is in beta at the moment, into Core so that you guys could use it and enjoy it. I'm going to switch mics now to something totally different than the Twin 87. Welcome to the Shure KSM-313 ribbon microphone. How the crap did I end up with a mic like this? Well, I was working with a guy who's downsizing his studio, and he says, hey, I need some lessons, and you'll love this ribbon mic. And so I did the trade. He said, you gotta understand, the XLR connector's a bit loose on it, though. And he wasn't wrong. But that should be fixable, I'm sure. Because sure. But anyway, I'm gonna end this by the collapse of everything down to its unprocessed counterpart. You'll hear various aspects of the sound stage start to collapse. Some of the auto gain stages, the transient bass stereo widener goes away as well, and the adaptive bass system, and a bunch of junk that people will be able to control in the full version of Optolab Producer. But this is still your friendly little Core with three sliders and is available on GitHub, github.com/DGL1984/Optolab/releases/latest. Donations appreciated, but not required. That having been said, if I'm going to make a commercial, of course, I should turn all the sliders up again and make everything crazy. But I'm not that great at marketing, so what am I doing? I am turning the plugin completely off, and now we're totally unprocessed again. It's just you, the Rippingtons from their 1991 album Curves Ahead, with a track called Aspen, and of course yours truly. Now processed again. 3, 2, 1. Yeah! All right. Now we're back. Now we're slightly overprocessed because, well, I can do that and you can too. Now, if you should or not, that's totally up to you as well. Anyway, I want to thank you for listening to this random rambling demo of where I am in this current stage. My beta testers are about to get a build of the full Optolab where I have everything working. Like I told you before, I think, in another post, there are deltas, there are test points of each of the modules within this thing. There's a service menu where you can basically do all kinds of nonsense, including breaking this in some fun and interesting ways, if that's your inclination. And there are meters that will report most statistics you may care about, and others that you may not care so much about. It listens to the audio for a specified length, and then collects that information and delivers it to you in a nice accessible edit field for your copying and pasting pleasure. Just as the Twin 87 is delivering my voice to the recording and processing, as it did in the beginning, though I'm going to actually show you its classic mode. Yes, with this processing enabled. There was a guy in the mid-2000s who did this podcast called New Media Gear, and he would do all these mic comparisons, but had this channel strip that gave him an insane amount of bass fed into a whole bunch of hardware exciters and processors and things, because he really wanted to play radio too. And, of course, making his comparison's completely irrelevant because you had to have thousands to have his hardware set up that he was connecting the mics to in the first place. But you don't have to have much these days to sound pretty cool, do you? Anyway, thanks for listening. I'm out.